Thank you very much, Richard. Bit of sport now. Rather than start with the fortunes of the City Football Club, we can congratulate the completion of 100 marathons and the probable league promotion of the for the second time in 2 years of North Walsham Rugby Club. Whilst on the theme of rugby, the Evening News carries news of the announcement by Tom Youngs, Norfolk, England player, of his retirement from the game. Then we do have a brief report of the latest football match. Sadly, a loss once again. North Walsham had a good win against Maidenhead, 52 points to 22. Going up was the chant at the end of the contest. Whilst that won't be confirmed until the leagues above complete, it seems probable that after finishing third, the Vikings will be competing in the National Leagues in the 2022-23 season following back-to-back promotions. Their 21st victory was a great spectacle, the scoreline a reflection of their superiority. Maidenhead came to Norfolk with 5 wins from their last 7. And when 15-14 ahead after 20 minutes, there was anxiety among the home supporters. By half-time, however, the Vikings led 28-15, and the visitors only briefly threatened thereafter. They scored 7 tries, all converted by Matt Hodgson, who, on a day with a strong gusty wind, produced a place-kicking masterclass.
Just over 10 years ago, Karen Doak laced up her running shoes and began training for her first marathon. Now, 12 years on from her 2010 debut, the marathon and ultramarathon runner has completed 100 of the grueling races, and she's got the medals to show it. The Heathside Road woman began running for fitness, explaining, "I didn't do any exercise until my early 30s and felt like I needed to do something to keep fit. My partner Paul really inspired me to take up running back in 2009. In 2010, I started training for my first marathon. It was both scary and daunting to start with, as I'd never run that distance before. It was a big jump from the 10Ks I'd been doing. I learned a lot about marathon running that day." But Karen's running really kicked up a notch in 2013 when she entered herself for 6 races in a 12-month period. The sports therapist said, "I was hooked." Since then, as well as the normal 26.2-mile runs, I've also completed 8 100-mile marathons and a 220-mile continuous run across Scotland, which took me around 86 hours to complete. "That was my favourite experience. It was incredible." Her dreams have been hamstrung before. "I tried it the year before but got injured, which really upset me. So I was even more determined to finish it. Courtesy of a combination of marathons, ultramarathons, triathlons and Ironman challenges, Karen has now run roughly upwards of 20,000 miles. And her passion has also taken her across the world, competing in cities such as Valencia, Madrid, Barcelona and Paris. Karen completed her milestone marathon in Scotland on the island of Arran. She's also not slowing down anytime soon. "I've got quite a lot lined up in the future, with my next run in June, travelling the whole of the Pennine Way. 268 miles. Everyone is capable of doing a marathon. It's an immense feeling when you finish."
Grant Hanley has urged his Norwich City colleagues to show pride for the shirt in the remaining games of a miserable Premier League season. The Canaries' 3-0 defeat to Newcastle United was the latest damaging chapter in a season that many supporters are longing to conclude. City started the game positively but found themselves 3-0 down after just 51 minutes of the contest after capitulating in dramatic fashion. From there, they never looked like getting back in the contest. The league table may not have them mathematically relegated, but most are realistic enough to know that any prospect of survival from here is near impossible. Reflecting on a difficult game in a frustrating season, Hanley reiterated how important it is for this group of Norwich players to show some professional pride from here.
Tom Youngs has retired from professional rugby with immediate effect at the age of 35. The Norfolk-born hooker took indefinite leave from his club, Leicester Tigers, in October to care for his ill wife, and last featured for them in the Premiership last season. Youngs, who is a former Gresham School pupil and Holt RFC junior, played 215 games for Leicester and won 28 England caps. He also played in three British and Irish Lions tests in 2013. I want to thank all my family for all they have done to help me achieve what I have, Young said. To my wife Tiff and daughter Maisie, I am lucky to have you alongside me and would not be where I am without you. Thank you both. Young's wife, Tiffany, was diagnosed with cancer in 2014. Her illness saw him pull out of England's tour of New Zealand that summer so he could care for her. He returned to the international scene the following year, winning the last of his England caps in October 2015 at the Rugby World Cup. I am so grateful to all of the teammates that have helped me along the way, coaches who have taught me so much, and fans who have been there for me, cheering us on. Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Tony and Carolyn will follow on with part two with more news, a second feature, and information desk. So James and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.